call the January meeting of the Winchester Park Board order with all members present, along with mayor and our new, need a little introduction here, don't we, so?
Absolutely.
You're our new park, street department today.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there you are. Can I, just so I guess, oh, is this mine to keep, or?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you wanted that, I'm sorry.
I got some more on you.
Okay. And we have our newest member here too, right? Kristen? Kristen, how you spell that?
K-R-I-S-T-E-N.
S. Sanders, D-E-R-S?
Yes.
Alright. Well, welcome, Kristen.
Thank you.
Sean Bosworth.
Yes, sir.
Sheen.
Sheen, I'm sorry.
Sheen.
I go by Sean.
Sheen, okay, Sheen, I see that now.
We're going Bosworth.
Okay. I looked at that and just thought, Sean.
That's okay.
You get that a lot, huh?
Yes, I do. Deal here at whatever, I don't know, it came in next out on the total cost.
Make a motion to accept the minutes of the last park board meeting that's written.
I haven't seen the minutes.
I haven't seen them either.
I haven't.
Is that what these are right here? Oh, these are.
This is actually.
Oh!
That's a separate item.
Oh, this, it says Winchester Park Board, is this like from my last?
This is for the committee meeting that we had the other night that, I just wanted you to be aware of that.
Oh, wait a minute, that is, no, that, you're right, that is.
Winchester Park Board meeting?
Yeah.
That is the minute.
Yeah, this is, you guys didn't get a copy of this?
No, the one that got a copy.
Well, or maybe.
Can I make a couple copies real quick, Tom?
Oh, wait a minute here.
Is that for December?
That's just it, maybe this is November's, you know, that's something to think about, yes, I just saw park board minutes and thought, okay, we got, we're good to go, so she didn't get with us, okay. Alright. Okay, so we don't, yes, so. Alright, no sense accepting the minutes, since we already did those, so, okay, so we don't have anything from that one, alright. My bad, folks. I saw park board minutes.
Refused.
Yes, man, it's that. Alright. Well, the first thing that we need to do is decide when and where we're gonna meet. Are we all still good with the third Thursday?
Works for me.
Yep.
Good, third Thursday, 5:30, right here? Alright. I'll make a motion that we, keep the, park board meetings Thursdays, third Thursdays of the month, 5:30, here at the, city hall. Second by Terry, all in favor? Alright. And now we have our election of president and secretary. I'll entertain any motions.
Tom Armstrong.
Or nominations.
Nominate Tom Armstrong.
You've done that every year, Terry.
Well, I'll second that.
Thank you, ma'am.
It's been motioned and seconded that Tom Armstrong stay president of Winchester Park Board. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I'll abstain. And we need a secretary.
Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you. Does anyone want to be a secretary?
I can run for secretary.
In all honesty, normally, just to let you know, you know, every group has its own little initiation, right? Normally, the new person that comes in on like January, you know, normally gets to be secretary. They don't really get much of a choice. But you're actually going to be nice and.
I'll be nice.
Alright. We have a, I will gladly second that. So we have a, Motion and second for Kristen to be our new secretary. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, then.
Thank you, Kristen.
Yes.
Thank you, Kristen.
So myself and Kristen will be the new officers. Bit of public comments now then, or? Bex had a problem. Does anybody want to start, or?
I'll start. My name's Larry Langton, and I'm here with Jim Lanner. We're from the Lions Club. I'm the Lions Club seeking permission to use the girls' ballparks. The one up by the and the one, the big one, 7th, 8th, and 9th of April for a softball tournament, which in turn will lead to trying to gain more scholarships from the Lions Club.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it's that time is because, as Barry can tell you, after that, it's the only time we can do it.
What were those dates again?
7th, 8th, and 9th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And girls' tournament in that includes what? Girls?
12 and under and 10 and under. If we can get the teams, if not, I'll let you know, but right now, we're in the process.
Do you expect any kind of field grooming prior to, or are you going to take care of that yourself?
I'll take care of that.
Concessions and all
the concessions will be handled by me and Jim, or the Lions Club and Jim. So,
okay.
And we're splitting up the, if there's any problem, we'll split it down the middle with him. And his team, or the league, whatever. So I assumed that I had to get permission to use that, I guess.
Well, we appreciate you coming. I don't know if you have to or not, but.
Well, I just didn't want to interfere with something. Mm-hmm. Get something else going on.
Not that I know of.
I was going to say.
You guys, have you checked with the school?
No.
The high school girl softball plays out on my
field. Jim will be there.
We have a contract with the city for the front diamonds.
Sure.
Diamond World Finals didn't have a tournament. They won't have a tournament. I was talking to Jim. I just found out Tri-County starts that weekend. They may want to switch that weekend.
No,
because
it's the week after that.
The week after that?
Start the 14th. That's why we have that.
Okay. The tournament's the 7th. Mm-hmm. The 7th through
the front diamonds.
It's a preseason tournament with Tri-County.
Yeah.
Girls.
You guys need our diamond?
No,
I'm sure that.
I mean,
you want the little league diamond and the girls' diamond?
No, the little diamond,
high school girls.
Yeah, his diamond, yes.
Yeah, if you want our diamond, that's fine too. Because I don't think there's anything going on. So if any of the groups need to go over there, they're more than welcome to it.
The only conflict that the girls' diamond will have, and we'll work that out, but is the concessions. I'll have to talk to. Kind of a hope of bowling as of right now as the concessions.
We haven't had our meetings to see if we're continuing that or not yet.
First meeting last week. Can,
so if we do, we can get with Jim or
Jim's been available to come
and set something up that way.
Jennifer.
Jennifer's not on now.
Jennifer stepped down. Jared took Jennifer's place.
Okay.
And we're adding a couple more new members.
Okay.
Part of the reason we was here to let you guys all know this, that Jennifer did step down. Jared's taking over as our president.
If you need our signatures.
Still going in the same direction now, adding a little bit more.
Good.
We're going to play in the Tri-County, which is, what all cities is that?
Reggie, Selma, Union City, Eaton, Monroe Central, Allen, and now Winchester. It'll consist of 18 games from the 2nd week of April.
Approximately June 25th, right around July 4th. It should be finished before July 4th, that league in general.
And you mostly play on that front diamond across from high school?
Yes, that's where we...
That's awesome.
That's where we...
Glad you guys, I'm glad somebody got in there.
I am too.
That'll give girls at least two games a week instead of just the one playing in our league. You'll have one for our league, and then the girls will make All-Stars, we'll have them on Thursday and Fridays, which that'll be half year and half travel, so...
And if we run into a conflict, it's gonna be a big deal, we're working on somewhere or another.
I was telling Jim, because I thought he said the seventh, and I'm pretty sure that's when they're doing their preseason tournament, because the league starts the 14th, which is the following week. And they told me they were doing something new with the preseason tournament, that's why I was telling Jim, they may move it back, and then all the teams that start, have their teams going, ready to play, they'd be more interested to come to play that way.
So that, then this, you're saying the 7th and 8th would be a good time?
Yeah. I would say you have trouble getting them teams, because they'll all be playing in the preseason tournament for there.
And right there, 7-10, you can't have to be playing.
I'm not sure where the tournament will take place.
Because I contacted Detroit County, and she said the season is start the 14th, and I asked her, I said, we're gonna start on the 7th, tournament 7th. She said that weekend is gonna clean their diamonds up and stuff like that.
I just talked to him 2 days ago, and they're having a they had a meeting last Wednesday, and they're having a preseason tournament the 7th through whenever it takes to finish it. The season starts actually on the 14th and runs all the way up to June.
Well, we're just gonna do what we can, the best we can. If we don't get enough teams, we won't do that, so that's, I just come to ask if it'd be all right to do that.
You can stay in communication with my office and...
Sure will.
The Parks Department on that.
I have one more thing. And believe me, I've struggled with this thing. But me and you talked about this before with the Second Harvest tailgate thing. I was approached today by a pastor at Friends Church, because tomorrow they're having the tailgate giveaway out to the 4-H grounds. And her question was, she didn't know why they were not allowed to do the park. And I said, I really don't know. I wasn't involved with that decision. And she wanted to know if there's any way they could get back to the park. The reason that is because they do it at the 4-H grounds now. And
what are you talking about now?
The Second Harvest tailgate that goes through the people up on the church.
Sure, I can respond to that as I responded to you earlier. Back in the spring, we had city workers working at the park, and the safety of my workers and my employees comes first. And there was actually a wreck coming off 27 onto Union Street to get in line as quickly as possible. So, in the nature of trying to, and also with the high school right there, it really is kind of a traffic issue right there, and I'm open someplace else other than Randolph County 4-H grounds.
Right.
But it is a county-wide thing that the county of Randolph will come in, and so I thought maybe it would be better to have that at a county facility. So it was a judgment call on my behalf, on behalf of the
city. I'm not questioning. I'm just telling you what Mr. Ferguson wanted me to ask, why they were allowed to use the park, and if they could come back, because... I was out there last month for them, and we had two people, almost one gal pulling from a semi, so it's rather dangerous to come off that 27.
Oh, I agree, because there was a wreck.
And on top of that, that's a perfect place out there, because you got a cement, you got the pavement there, we can set your produce and stuff like that, so.
Well, yeah, and then people were driving through the yard in the park to get
That's fine, but, if you don't want to do it, that's fine.
But it was also dangerous, and there were a few accidents, so. I
have
to make that call.
Okay.
If you have another suggestion, I'd be willing to entertain it.
No.
But there's cars that line up beyond even the park and causing road congestion, especially when school lets out with buses. So the park's not a great place for it. I'm open for another suggestion. I'm actually meeting with the CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank next week, and we could talk about this now if you'd like. I'll get you the date and the appointment. You can join me if you like.
Okay, I sure will. Okay. I just thought maybe that,
thank you.
Like I said, she wanted to know why she didn't, and they're not allowed to be there, so.
Thank you. Tell her.
Okay.
Thank you. Who's next?
I guess I'll step up.
DJ, I actually have you guys under Old Business Goodrich Trust if you want to weigh. This is more of a public concern and a time period. Elaine, I think you would have a public concern at this. I don't mean to take over your meeting. I'm just trying to
Of course not.
Is that right? I thought I had eye contact, so I was...
I spent a lot of time in meetings, so...
Well, I just got nominated as president of the Randolph County Optimist Club, and it's a new club that's starting, and it's to promote well-being for youth. And we are having a dinner to start off, and we were wondering if we could use the Beeson Clubhouse. Since we are a non-profit and just starting out, we were wondering if there was a possibility we could have the fee waived. Our dinner would be March 11th.
Elena did fill out the proper paperwork, and I actually suggested for her to come here to ask you guys for that waiver.
Congratulations on your position too there, Elena.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have a comment or discussion on that? If not, I don't see any problem with it.
I make a motion that we waive the fee.
I'll second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
You don't have to stay for the entire meeting if you want. You're more than welcome to.
Go to another meeting.
Yep.
Thank you.
Anyone else with a public question?
As you already heard, Jennifer stepped down, nominated, and took it.
Congratulations.
Yeah. The question is, and Barry, you might know, Kathy was involved with getting the contract. David and Corey signed it. I know Kathy, or supposedly Kathy, had the contract from the city to us for that 2 or 3 years. So there's a question of how many years it was, but we don't have a copy of it, and it's just something I feel like we should probably have a copy of. She was on the board, so if she had it, that's fine, but she's no longer here. So I didn't know if there was some way to get it.
You mean a copy of that thing that they used to have to make them fill out?
That said that they could run the little girls program over there.
Right.
Which,
I mean, is he talking about that contract that she gave everybody to fill out? That you is that what he's
speaking
of? No.
I come up with another guy
who yes.
was on the board then, and me and him signed the contract, and you guys took it. I thought Kathy said she was going to get a copy and give it to us.
It was basically just saying that
I'm thinking maybe
they
Kathy
would give them 2 to 3 years to do it, and somebody else couldn't just step in and say, I want to do it now.
Okay.
Right. For use of the diamond, that's what it was. That we
yes.
had use okay. of the diamond rights. And
all right. Because you know, there's that regulation thing she
yeah.
did. Or that's not what it okay, all right.
I've got that.
Well, that's solved.
And I don't really solve. Or if that contract's not found, we could sign a new one sometime in the near future before our season starts.
I wouldn't see why not.
To extend it maybe even.
I would not see why not.
I'd like to take contact for my legal counsel.
Yeah.
Give me some
yeah.
time once you get it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And I guess that's kind
of I don't think he was here when...
Clerk, or
no,
I didn't know what
I've never seen
to go.
I don't know what you're referring to, so...
Okay. Because I'm sure you guys have one for the men's diamond, right?
I didn't sign.
You didn't sign.
I want somebody to take over.
Gotcha.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Derek.
Great way of handling that, Derek.
Sorry. I want to retire.
I like that. Okay. Is everybody else that's here under one of our old business things in there?
Yeah. I think the other half's with me.
Huh?
I said I think the other half's with me.
All right. Well, you want to do that or do you want to go to your report first?
Well, if I can, whatever you want to do. Here we go. I'd like to introduce you to our new clerk, Street Superintendent Shane Bosworth. He's been shadowed for about a month with Frank prior to starting, and has been fully functional since the 28th of November. No, I'm sorry, 28th of December. And really a go-getter. I already have some ideas, and I think he's going to present those to you for the fountain that we had an issue with last year. Really excited to see what that's about. We had an incident in the park about 2 weeks ago. A tree next to the red-covered bridge fell over. It caused some damage, but structurally the bridge is fine. It was built tough and built strong.
Fell on the bridge.
Yeah, on the front corner, knocked some siding off and a little bit of the roof off. We got it cleaned up, and he's right out there in the coolest day of the year.
Not completely cleaned up, but blocked off.
So we've got some quotes out for that, and get that taken care of. I think we have a plan to mow. I think you're going to talk about that, but I think our plan is to take over the park and Morton and mowing in-house and contract out the rest of it. We're going to save significant money by doing it in-house. We have the manpower to do it. We might have to invest in some equipment, I'm not really sure. He's done an inventory. He knows. Welcome to our newest member, Kristen Sanders. I'm excited that she's there. She's here. That's my report. Not a whole lot going on out there this time of year. I don't take my walks like I normally do.
There's a lot going on out there.
Okay.
Because I've seen it. They've been busy.
That's all I have.
Okay.
Where do you want me to be?
Where do you want me to be?
Okay. Well, I guess, I don't know if we want to start with this or not. I guess the fountain was kind of an issue. As I heard, they made a nice fountain, didn't really work well because whatever reason.
And was.
But,
filled up with stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, I got, this is from Cooley's, and it was around 79,000 of concrete. It was, plant some grass over it or have a chunk of concrete. But I've also gotten with another constructor. He's going to look, what I'd like to do with it is put a deck around it, put some bushes around it, some benches. It's going to be completely blocked off and put some fish in it. There's a lot of fish over at the wastewater treatment plant. I know it might sound far-fetched, but it'd be a nice place for mothers who've got their kids at the park to come down and sit on, read a book or whatever. Fish would keep the place thing cleaned out. I mean, economically, we want a big chunk of concrete sitting in the middle of our park or something that actually draws attention. I know it floods down there. I was going to build where the deck is supposed to be built up a foot or so to keep it out of the water. But, I mean, you're looking, this is one quote. I had some other quotes that they were talking about. I mean, it went up to 11,000 to 8,000, give or take. Cooley's had the lowest one, so I brought it. Did I not hand out all?
79,000?
7,900.
7,900.
Yeah, he said.
Sorry.
So basically what we're talking about.
I've been talking numbers all day.
Is one, the 7,900 eliminates.
Oh, yeah.
Turns it into a slab.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad option in my mind. And this, because I think you could do something with that slab as well.
But this, they're gonna plant grass over it.
Nah,
chop it down. This just gives you another.
This is saving the fountain. This is basically saving the pool. Is there gonna be a fountain in there? Or?
If you do this, the fountain could have a chance to work again. But with people getting out in it, this deck I built around it will keep people from getting in it. It'll be blocked off. There will be a gate on it, and you can lock it.
A gate. Okay.
I know people don't.
If they want in it that bad, obviously, yes. I mean, right. We was all young at one point in time. Yeah, we know how to climb, and we know how to.
This sounds really super to me.
It does.
It would be a great option, but it's going to mean maintenance and
we have
all of that, which
I get to hire a couple guys and myself, but we get two guys that clean bathrooms right away every morning, and they're weed eating, and that summer job, and upkeeping this would also be a part of their duties. You know, wintertime, we could, you know, whatever. I mean, we could lock it up and keep people out of it. I just thought it was a different approach. I mean, parks are meant for kids. This is more for
you know, mothers or whatever, you know, even happy, I mean, I'm just showing you, it's going to cost money to fill the concrete, and we just got a chunk of rock there, or we can try to do something with it.
This sounds wonderful.
Thanks, Dan.
I'll go make you a cup of coffee.
I know I had it, well, I'm sorry, I thought you were, I didn't know you were still going, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I really didn't know you were still going.
The only thing I was, this sounds like a good investment and a great option, but I'd hate to see us do this and then find out that it wasn't, you know, and that expense, so that's what you have to.
Yeah, I understand that.
On you to tell us.
It's already a big target.
Because we put a lot of money into that fountain.
Already, that's why I hate to see it just turn into chunk of concrete.
And I know.
Either way, it doesn't matter, I mean, it matters to me a lot, or I wouldn't be going through the time to take care of this, but it's up to you guys what you want to do with it, I'm giving you two options here. Like I said, this is the lowest bid I had from Cooley's, I don't think they figured into, you can't get a concrete truck down there, so it's going to cost a lot in labor to wheelbarrow that stuff down the hill. I don't think that was thrown into that, you know, but this is just another.
In a 3-month span, I had about 10 people tell me how much they were happy to see that fountain again. And these were all
sure
older people who remember the fountain from when it was there before, sure, that are so happy to see it again.
Right. You know? And, you know.
And I think it would have worked if people just would have used a little common sense and not been so ridiculous.
The fountain could run again. I mean, yeah, it's plumbed in. There's electricity out there. Do we want to use it as something that could be another, you know, eye-catching, appealing thing to the park, or do we just want to throw a bunch of rock in there and concrete in there and forget the idea altogether? You know, I'm not saying you're not 100% on anything, if anything's going to work ever, but, you know, it's an idea. So that's where it's up to you guys to make the decision on it. I'm just trying to.
Do you have any other ideas for that?
I'd be more than welcome to help with any of them.
Obviously, we're not going to do anything in January, but
no.
We'll bring it to you to start thinking about now so we can go out the plan.
Yeah, so this isn't something we have to act on.
No,
absolutely. Nope, not at all.
But early March or something, yeah, will be better than
sure
April or May.
You know, it's just something.
That place really, it really sinks. I went to my knees down there.
Is that right?
Yeah, to my knees.
That's why
there's a big sink down there.
Everything cleaned up by that bridge. Yeah, we can get anything down there to do anything with it. I got
You probably won't mow that till June. You'll get it the one time, and then you probably won't be back
in. We're going to try to get out there next week and clean it up the best we can. We're looking at $3,000 or $4,000 fix on that bridge.
Yeah.
Because it took the whole cap off the top, and there's a lot of panels that are going to need rebuilt. And the longer it sits down there, kids have been going down there and. Or somebody, I'm not going to point any.
No matter what you do down there, when the camera's down there.
But there's been more damage since it first happened.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get on that as soon as we can. But I can get you some different numbers later. I just have what little bit of time I've had to look at it. This is what I've come up with. And like I said, this is the lowest one. It's been up to $11,000 for concrete. Because of the labor to get the concrete down through the hole. But in order to keep the fountain going, this is the best idea I could come up with to keep it out.
This option, you say, requires filling the thing in with concrete and then just planting grass and then.
Well, you don't want a big. What are you going to do with a big chunk of concrete?
But I don't understand why you have to. Why can't we just tear it out and fill it in, or
you could. I think we're going to hear a report or a proposal here for a disc golf sim that could be
a pad,
a tee
station.
Yeah, it could be
tee station.
Well, I definitely like his idea about it being like a little Zen garden, because when we do design things, we want a place where like the moms that come with the guys to play who aren't playing can go with their kids and sit. When he said that, I thought, oh wow.
Yeah, and then it would make your course more.
Oh yeah, it would make it very appealing. It would be a very good thing, part of the course. Yeah.
And I know it floods down there quite a bit. I mean, I don't know how we can redirect the water.
I was going to ask some questions about the disc golf, but we'll get to that later. So.
Yeah, so we got these two proposals to think about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I thought I had some more. I mean, I guess I didn't get enough of the cooler one to print it off, but I mean, if you want.
I know where you work at.
Oh, there's something else that you can get more, and get more input from the disc golfing people.
Sure, sure.
How they can make that fit into their design. And then, another thing, we'd like to get, there's a gazebo off to the back of the men's softball diamond, brand new. I got ways of moving that, and I would like to get a pad, a concrete poured right when you come into the back end of the park where it bees off.
South of your diamond, just in that same lot right there.
Yeah, so right when you come in, you, I'd like to get a pad poured, move that gazebo, I already got a plan for moving it.
Which one though?
The big one in the right field of the men's diamond.
Left field.
Left field.
Sorry.
Okay.
I would look at it from that side.
You won't break my heart.
You wanna show them on here?
But I thought with moving this to the front, you have options of setting tables up, concession to be in there.
It needs to be made usable, there's, it's not usable right now.
Well, it's a target for home running.
And it's over grass floor, mud floor.
You're talking about the old people.
The one thing that I would ask is how well does it fit into our master plan?
Right.
We don't wanna move it and then have to move it again as we, if we continue to develop this master plan.
Master plan.
So does it interfere at all with that?
That's a good question.
I'll show you exactly where. I've got it, I'm pretty good, well, I got an idea, but you know, I have the master plan in my head.
I think that's.
So I have this gazebo here, and I would like in here, put a pad as big as that gazebo and then move that baby up here. Because people complain about our concession stands in the back, how little it is.
I think it's a great idea if it fits into the master plan. And we don't, it doesn't interfere with, I know we're talking about parking here in this area, right, as far as the master plan. I've got it.
Okay.
I've
left it, everybody has a 5-year master plan in front of them. And the picture's right here.
Here it is.
If you look on page 21, you can see where the gazebo, or the gazebo in it. Where the gazebo is currently is in between 2 and 3. The number's 2 and 3. And if you put it where you want to put it, that's where a future ball diamond would be moved to. Now, granted, that's probably 10 years down the road as far as conceptual plan. But then, like you said, I'd be moving it again. So I wonder if you can't put it somewhere over here. Okay, so like our festival lawn calls for a community center. Well, that could be the beginning of a rudimentary community center.
You could work that into your plans for a community center, right?
Absolutely.
Adjacent to Charter House. If I'm hearing you right, you're wanting to move it into this area right here, and that's kind of where those diamonds are going to be. And
you're right.
And the new parking. So. And I'd love to see it moved and have it.
If it lasts 10 years, we'll move it again. But, you know, it doesn't have to, I'm open for anything. I just don't understand why there's a gazebo sitting out there.
It's going to get busted.
I mean,
them balls are going to break.
It's nice.
It's nice.
It just needs to be somewhere else.
Yeah. As a lot of things.
Yes.
And we, you know, wherever you guys would like to put it, that doesn't belong there.
While we're talking about gazebos, in the fall, we had talked about the gazebo on Morton Hill. It is unsafe. Can we have your permission to knock it down?
It's already gone, I think.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. All
right.
Well, it is unsafe. And the bushes would grow up and the kids would get in there and do different things.
Yeah.
Hidden.
It's gone.
Okay. Good job, man.
And then I got a lot of, I mean, I don't know if we want to use all my ideas for this meeting right now. I'd rather just, you know, because a lot of them aren't. Completely, I mean, this is the only thing I really went to work on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd love to have an evening with all you guys just to kind of walk around, and I want to get what you envision and kind of want to show you what I got in mind, because
I think the next couple, either next month or the next meeting or the meeting after that would be a good idea for us to maybe meet at the park or something like that.
Sure.
And let's do that.
Weather permitting.
That's why.
You can have a shelter out there. You have a observatory with you. Yes.
The boat washing station.
You know, my main.
I guarantee the weather won't be as bad as that day we went to a pool. Oh, I guarantee you that. That's unbelievable.
But right now, our biggest hazard out there is that bridge, and as soon as I was walking in here, I finally got the guy to give me the estimate on it, and he was looking at $3,000 to $4,000 to get it fixed. The longer it sits down there, the more it's going to be, because it's just falling to pieces.
And we don't want to lose that.
Exactly.
And
I'm trying to get guys down there next week to finish the cleanup, so we can hopefully get that started as soon as I can get approval. So pretty much all I got. Like I said, I just really like to take time with every one of you and walk around and see what you got to say and see how we can adapt that in with this, with our time we have available, as far as I got to be out in the streets too, and then the park, and you know,
and how we can merge our ideas into the community's ideas of our park plan.
Thank you. Before we move on, has everybody got a chance to look at the December minutes? And if not, could you look them over real quick?
I have one correction. Right at the sixth paragraph down, the county track meet. I should probably say county cross country meet.
County cross country, yes.
I was going to ask, actually, I was going to ask you that because I knew you would know, and I'm like, I thought track was spring and cross country was cattle.
Yeah, I know, I should have cross country.
Okay.
There was one other thing, too, that I saw.
That's the one I saw, but what else did you, okay.
I'm looking, just checking what I did. Al Williams wants the park director to let the grass grow inside the path. I don't think that's what he said. I think he said mow the path.
Yeah, I said that some of the courses, they do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what we could do at the time is just mow the, make sure that we have a, you know, if you try to keep the kids on the course, there's a lot of ways you can do that. One of the ways bigger meets do it, because they use that course for their meet solely.
Sure.
We don't want the park to look bad, and so we don't want to do that, I don't think, at the park. But maybe we don't mow and the grass for a couple of weeks, and then just before the meet, we mow the area that is the course. That would help keep the park course.
Or even alternate it.
Yeah.
Cut the course, and then let it grow, and then cut around the course.
Yeah, you could do that also. Yeah. But they're only going to have that. I don't think they have another home meet, although they might want to now that they're.
I got to talk to Kyle yesterday a little bit, so I'm in contact with him.
Good. That's the guy to stay in contact on.
But he wants to get with you to figure out the course.
I'll make a motion then that we accept the December Park Board minutes as written, with the exception of the seventh paragraph to read as the county cross country meet is at Winchester this year. It will be 5 teams. It will take some planning and special mowing to get the proper course, period. And that's all in that paragraph that really needs to be said. Do I have a second?
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
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 Anything else under new business?
I'd like to introduce TJ Shinkira. He's been out to the park when it was nice, somewhat nice out, late fall, early winter. I think he actually got into the Salt Creek.
He did.
Because one of his discs landed in there.
Yes.
And so he's a dedicated, and the guys that are with him are dedicated disc golf players, and he has an interesting proposal for you today.
Yeah. First off, I'd like to thank you guys for having us in and entertaining us. I was approached by Sean in this idea of putting a disc golf park in. It's a feature that we have at Yorktown. I'm the course manager there. I've been involved in development and expansion of that course. adding baskets, changing tee paths, redefining holes, and expanding to make that a tournament level course that it was previously not in. So we were at that. This year we hosted an event with 86 people that was the only sanctioned by the Professional Disc Golf Association event within the Indiana Fall Series. So Muncie was a dual course, courses that played Muncie and Yorktown. That was the only professional sanctioned event for that series. So there were others within the state, but not in that. So that's a big thing. When you get to that level, you really see return in investment. Right now we're looking at $4 as the anticipated return for every dollar invested in your park, and that's in revenue for local businesses. When we come in to play an event, not only do we have the ability to run tournaments for charity events, we did one for ARF and raised $958, and that was with, I think, 72 people. So, I mean, big turnaround for a one-day event to put it back in your local community, but the added benefits of people travel in, I'm going to stop and get a drink, I'm going to get gas before I go home. If we play two rounds, we're probably going to stop and get lunch, or maybe it's an early morning and we get coffee on the way in. So, I mean, the money that's going to come back to the park, but really our focus, and you guys did have a chance to see in the map, the focus of it was to take what's underutilized or unutilized in the park, so everything south of Salt Creek. We left all of the sports facilities alone, all the playgrounds. Number one thing in disc golf is safety. So we're not going to ever put us throwing at or towards any other events. We're not going to be interfering with the walking trails, with the other activities in the park or the playgrounds. Number two is use of the land and the terrain. Basically, we like the shots around water, the shots in and around the trees. So we want to be half in the woods, half in the open, and well away from the other activities and not interfering with that. The third is the benefit that we have, the benefit that we have for the community, just getting people out. Right now I've got four guys from four different places. We've got Justin Rich out of Richmond. He's the owner of Predator Disc Sports. They make baskets for disc golf holes. He's included in the bid that you guys have in front of you, and that shows that's here, made in the U.S. That's just, you know, 15 minutes down the road. That it's the fastest growing sport in the history of sports right now is right here in your backyard. So,
does everybody have one?
I mean, I didn't bring the extra copies. I don't know if you have that.
No, that's not it. That's.
We spoke earlier, and I thought that you had an updated one. There was nothing changed in the price. The only thing that changed was the map.
It would draw a lot of and it would, as it grows, it would draw more and more. I think we pretty much agreed that we want to have one now.
I don't have the original bid proposal. I can tell you what it included, and I have those stats offhand. There were three different layouts or packages that I included. All of the pricing down to materials for each individual hole is laid out and itemized. So the original, the baseline, is an 18-hole course. Yorktown has a 24-hole course. McCulloch and Muncie has an 18-hole course. The difference is that is expansion. A 24-hole course, we can run it as a 30 or 36-hole event and put in temporary holes, and that allows us to run a higher level tournament, possibly a two-day event. On an 18-hole course, you can get that, but without having two tees, you can't get the sanctioning. So the baseline 18 holes, that's going to compete with everyone around, and I can boast that it's going to draw people from your local towns. Union City has 18 holes. They don't have matching baskets. The tee pads aren't well thought out. It's something that people have that all in one package are going to drive an extra 15 minutes to get to something that's complete. Richmond, Glen Miller, beautiful park. They feature the Predator baskets, and this is something that's coming and growing, but doesn't have the support or the ability to support the park and the disc golf park in the way that you guys do. So right now the baskets are in ground, all the holes are playable, but they're without tee pads. So it's, again, on a wet day or a rainy day, do we want to go there? Or I'm going to look for somewhere. So baseline package, I believe, was right at 18 was at 18,000.
Yeah, you had three packages.
Sorry, $20,039. That is 18 holes, that's single tee pad, single basket locations, that's a standard course, but that's your bare minimum. The second package was 26,748, and that doubled the course.
26, what, I'm sorry?
26,748. That doubles the course to two basket locations, just like your green on a ball golf course has two cup locations. We would be able to change the shot on each hole by moving the basket, but we could also double tee pads. The benefit there is that you have pro-level tee pads that are played from a longer distance, and they're more challenging, but we have a short course or an amateur pad, and that's going to be more inviting to new players, casual players, a lot of older folks that are going to come out and play. That package is really going to encompass your best entry into it in a completed product. The third package is the best value for the money. That is going to take it to a 27-hole course, and that would be two basket locations, two tee pads, and there were included in that, I believe, five feature holes. So we would actually landscape around, make either an elevated basket, if it needs to be a water feature, we may have to do something to build up around to keep, to keep it away from the going in the creek or keep it out of a floodplain. The other spots, there are two areas that need, we believe, are going to need steps cut into the side of the hill just to make it safer. So that would all be included in the last package, and that was capped at $35,000 flat. So in that $35,000, you're looking at four times your investment, $140,000 return anticipated in a 3-year in local revenue. So that one really, that draws, and that's going to get you the ability to host a big event. But
one of the things, Sean and I talked about this briefly, you're cutting some of the holes into what we call our nature area, the wooded area.
Correct.
You're going to do the work to landscape
absolutely.
That.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's one of the things I would really like to see us do is develop that area
absolutely
for community use. And this kind of takes care of that for us.
Yeah. The one of the best features, and we found this, I'll tell you the story here. We got in and we're looking at a map and we see Salt Creek and we see the White River and we're not really sure where that is, but we find a peninsula and we imagine a basket right on that corner of where the peninsula Salt Creek and the White River.
Yeah,
that starts there. That's only here.
You'll need to get the property lines
right
back in there. It gets kind of tricky with surveying.
Yeah, but from satellite view, they say it can be off a few feet, so we can't tell exactly from our...
Everything was within this side, I believe, within the side of the creek and the side of the park, what would be the east side.
East side,
so
right.
East side and south of the river there. So, we threw, my disc went into the water. We sent the dog in after it, and she kicked some leaves up so we couldn't see it. So I ended up in, honestly, my underwear and my sandals out in the middle of this creek in about 42 degrees. And what?
One of the underwear wasn't mentioned, right?
He's telling me where to go, and I think he's just pointing me everywhere. But finally, I found the disc, so I can assure you that I've been further into this project than anyone else as far as planning, getting in, looking at the land. The use of that, I mean, we want to be right where. That's history. That's nothing else. There's nowhere else that Salt Creek starts from the White River except right here. And we would love to feature that. In cutting, if you have concerns with cutting through the woods, no major. One of the things that we focus on is eradicating anything that's on the eradicate list. So honeysuckle, you've got some of the Japanese blossoms that are coming in. Those are things that we're going to focus on.
We're not going to cut out any major trees. We're going to take
right.
a pick
no.
of them.
Right.
Exactly.
It's
right.
just,
if I may,
we want the trees.
The park plan had a environmental management plan as well. So if they're already going in and getting rid of some of those invasive vegetation, that's killing two birds with a stone, in my opinion. So
yes. Well, it's gonna
Sounds to me like it's going to save Sheen's work, because he was wanting to cut some, we were wanting to cut some trails back in there.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. Because we're not only going to maintain, I mean, make it where we do it, it's going to be expanded out wider than just where we're at. So we're going to do quite a bit of the park.
Are you going to incorporate the trail that we already have, cut the...
That is, the path that runs through there right now, and we've built off of either side of that. So what we have is going to keep that in play just how it is, and it doesn't interfere. If someone wanted to walk that path, they could do that.
How do you keep from not interfering with the walkers? Because the discs are all going away from the trail? So if I'm walking on the trail through there and watching you guys all play, you guys are all going...
You'd be behind us, we'd be throwing away from you into SAP. So that's always, that's number one concern is safety. We don't want to hurt someone. In Japan, the discs are limited to 156 grams because they have tested that something over that could hit a person and kill them. So, this is something that is a concern. It is a real potential in the saying that, baseball could catch you and it could hurt. So, it is a concern. Safety is always at the forefront of this.
Every hole we make, that's one of our main things. We look at where somebody could be, somebody may be where they're not supposed to be.
Somebody else on another hole, someone else that just wanders through the park. We encountered that just the other day where a family came walking through. They're not even trails. But
have you guys built courses and parks before?
I have. I have been involved in that.
Are you licensed and bonded?
Currently not, but I can do that. That was part of that was in waiting on if we accepted a package or a bid, then I know what amount I need to bond at. But I've been in contact with my insurance and I'm prepared to do that. So
a policy of the city of Winchester is that we cannot pay for services before they're completed.
Okay.
So we pay after they're completed, after services are done.
Okay.
As you know, the Goodrich Trust was generated last fall and submitted and approved. I have an item on the agenda for that, but we budgeted in that trust $20,000 for a disc golf course. We also budgeted for two commercial mowers at $15,000. They're not going to. That's not really what this trust is for. So, if you take those two together, you've got that extra money there. I believe this is an economic development initiative. I think that this will enhance the quality of the place, which will then attract businesses and people will come after that. So I'd be willing to. I have a line item in my edit plan for parks and recreations that I could help out, pending your approval of this and which package you want to go. If you want to ask me, which I can't make this decision for you, but if you wanted to go with the $30,000 or $35,000, and we could make that happen.
That's 27 holes. Two each one, right?
Correct.
That's the best one. You could have really nice tournaments. You're not going to have to upgrade after this. You're going to have.
Is there anything?
We were going to come here from
places. Right there, you've got us by three on a starting point. The ability to add in temporary holes for special events. I mean, your playability is. You're starting what took us 5 years, 6 years to get there. You would be starting leaps and bounds above any course within an hour radius. I mean, there's...
We
drove to Indianapolis. We were going to do it twice this week. If I were going to drive an hour, I would rather...
Let me ask you this question. If you had 27 holes to play, and you guys built it, played it, and you love it, and you want to have a tournament, you think you can bring people into this community who would stay the night in our hotel?
Well, I believe so.
Yes, absolutely.
We'd be bringing people in from Ohio.
And that's the importance of running that many, because we need to get a minimum of 36 to host a two-day event. Muncie's got the cheat because we have three courses within Delaware County. So even though it's not the same park, it's not the same, we can host a two-course or a 36-hole event. and we just got to drive 15 minutes apart to get to them. But that has the ability to expand a temporary for an overnight event, and you've got people here staying, camping.
Regular golf courses, it's, scrambles are very big for fundraising.
Absolutely.
And not every group does. Every group that's trying to raise money has at least at one time done a scramble.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that the disc golf could be used for that as well.
The event that I mentioned it for the fundraising for our almost $1,000, $958 was raised with 72 people, and that was a singles event. That was a one-off singles charity event. So the ability to host a doubles event, I think a local park, Elwood, Indiana, just put one on for St. Jude and raised over $1,600. So
it is a sport that a novice, maybe someone who has never played it at all, could come out, be on a team.
I mean, he's a disc golfer. This guy's a disc golfer.
I just started it.
I understand that, but I'm talking about for a fundraising thing where you could have people who don't play come in and play with on teams of people who do play. You just go, like in golf, we go pick up the ball and just take the good shots, but we get to participate.
California best ball, whatever.
Well, that's what they're all doing now. Mm-hmm. Now everybody's having ice bowls.
There's a winner event going on.
Best shot doubles, so you two people throw for the best shot, and we play all winter long, too. That's something that most parks don't get
part of the
injuries. We play all year long.
Yeah, we have locals that are really involved. Kevin Jones and Brandon Moss.
That's why I see these guys with their carts.
These aren't permanent. Are these permanent or not permanent?
They can be moved to different positions, but we put a permanent thing in concrete where they move from this sleeve to a different sleeve, so you have two different positions. And so they are permanent, but they can be moved.
It's kind of like changing
a fence post.
There would be a T-pad, and there are two different prices on T-pads. Including one is concrete pads, so you're talking a 4x8 or a 5x10 stretch of concrete, slab of concrete. Otherwise, the option I offered is that we would do hand-laid tee pads, so they would be pavers.
I didn't know if they were all there. I didn't get a good exact look at where everything was. I'm sure you guys know about our very famous and excellent Labor Day softball tournament we had.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's why I was wondering, because they take up a good part of that with their camping and all that kind of stuff.
For that event, we can either pull baskets out and relocate those. You could run the front half of the course. You could double it. So if there's 18 holes, you could have 18 within 9. You'd have two tee pads, two baskets on
the
front half.
Yeah, so for those weekends,
that's only a one weekend thing.
For that weekend, you still have people come and play. Yes.
So once this is in, who manages it?
The mowing's already done. Almost everything exists within the park itself as it stands.
Do you charge admission to come and play these?
No admission.
So people just bring their own stuff and come in and get on
course whatever
they want.
What about if you're having like a major tournament or something? Is it anything like the Labor Day softball tournament, where I have the vendors come in and sell their bats and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Do you have the vendors come in and sell the disc?
Yes.
And
yeah.
What about myself? I've never played this.
Mm-hmm.
I swore I was going to, but I just haven't done it yet. How would somebody get the equipment to do it?
I've got extra discs in the truck right now.
But I met somebody wanting to
Walmart
see it and go.
Or, you know.
Oh, they sell them at Walmart and stuff?
Yeah, most of them are all for you. There is a tournament going on. There's going to be someone there displaying and selling their discs. You're probably going to be able to go right there and pick up what you need. And a lot of tournaments, you get them when you pay for them.
And that would be up to whoever was running the tournament to do that.
You could customize a disc. Let's say you're playing
in
there.
You do that. And it says whatever name of your park is, and you get that when you're in the tournament. You get a t-shirt, you get a bag, you get a couple discs. You're ready to play. You didn't have anything when you came. You left, you're a disc golfer.
I want to be on record. I've had many, many invitations to play in a lot of different places.
Yes, so have I.
My policy is I'm not playing disc golf until we build this one in Winchester. That'll be my first.
Okay, we'll play with all of you guys.
Everybody's talking about it. Yeah, you stood me up. Everybody's even sitting and playing, remember, Mr.?
My last comment is just, you're telling us that this is going to be a lot nicer than what Harder Park has right now in Union City.
Guaranteed.
And I can honestly say, before I knew there was even the disc golf existed, I went to cross-country meet after cross-country meet at Harder Park, never noticed that there was a course there. I mean, I probably saw those things and didn't know what they were and didn't care, but it didn't seem to interfere with the beauty of the thing like
they
that.
They are not abusive.
So,
they are.
I'm all in favor of this.
How many do they have there?
It's an 18-hole course, I believe.
I've never played myself.
Before we get into any motions or anything like that, I would recommend that if we do take a motion, that be contingent upon you guys' ability to procure your license and your insurance and your bonding.
And we've already said that we can't make payment until work is rendered.
And any kind of legal clarification that we would have to have, I mean, obviously I'd need a contract.
Right.
Have that reviewed. If you want to make it, obviously if you want to take any action, you take Park Board, you have that authority. But it has to be on contingent that we have those items in possession of next year.
Yep. Well, I'd feel a lot more comfortable before we made motion if we had, I wish we all had the, maybe if we could all have, maybe next month or so, I mean, if we could all have our, your proposals that you all put down.
Yeah, if there's a way that I can get to print, I can get it.
It'd be nice if we had,
For you.
Right now? Well, you can email it to me. I know you brought it in.
Yeah.
But if you give it to me digitally, then I can shoot it off to these guys.
Okay. I just met this lady tonight, but I know that we are all very excited about this, about having one.
Yeah, and I'm also trying to move the same thing forward in Portland, too. Mm-hmm. So it'd be real great for everybody.
This includes all the baskets and everything?
At the same time.
Yeah, this is something we're ready to roll on. You have a tour, so we could have it in around April would be opening day.
Starting when? If you had in April, when would you start?
We could begin. I'm looking at, depending on the package, we had the lowest level would be about 4 to 6 week, right in the 6 week range on the highest, and then closer to an 8 week package to do the 27 holes.
The next time we meet will be the third Thursday in February, although we could call a special meeting anytime if you guys want to. That would be the 16th of February is the next report meeting.
What's an email I can send this over to you?
You can send it to me, and then I can send it out to the mayor at Winchester. I'll give you a card, TJ.
Okay.
Mayor at Winchester-IN.gov.
Okay.
So basically 8 weeks from starting within like 8 weeks, we'd be ready to rock and roll with this thing, right?
So if something came up and you said 6 weeks, we could get more crew and more equipment to expedite that. We have people that we can get.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
I'm off of that.
Mm-hmm. No, he's the president of this meeting.
I'm sorry?
Can I ask a question?
That's fine.
One question only is there a lot of education to get people to play that outside you've never heard of before? Is it a hard process? I think.
Well, you need to get people to play or to learn how to play it.
Or to know about it.
Well,
how to play.
There's a lot of people that play this game.
Yeah.
Bloomington, Indiana is thick.
Yeah.
And like they just said, they're putting one in Portland. There's one in Union City that plays. People are on that park. I'll drive up there, you'll see somebody.
Fastest growing.
It's a pretty big craze. It's a pretty big craze. Pretty big craze. About every park board meeting we have, there's somebody out there in the audience that's talking about wanting to see it.
You know, the nice thing is, you don't have to invest a lot of money like you do golf.
That's exactly right. I'm a golfer, and I play this more than golf because I pay really $40 for a round of golf.
Right.
You can play this.
Is this easier than golf?
I hope so.
You ever seen Mo golf?
It's easier for me than golf.
I say no. It's harder for me than regular golf.
A lot cheaper, right?
Yeah, it's cheaper, though.
Yeah. So for golf, it costs me $40 to do a round of golf when I'm riding. If I spend $40, I've got all the disc I need. I can play for a year for $40. Now, you can invest $400. I mean, I don't know how much he's got in disc, but you can invest a lot more. So that's what it's cool. So somebody who doesn't have hardly any money at all can go to Walmart and get those. And play all year long and not spend any more money. They're going to love it.
And I hear what you're saying about, for you, it might be harder. But for the person who has never played golf, right, never played disc golf, it's going to be a lot easier for them to walk on and at least think they're playing this sport than it is going out there trying to hit a little white ball
around for a couple hours.
Yeah, the therapeutic gas compact. Yeah. You're right. It's the easiest one. Way easier than golf to learn. Yeah.
All right.
Well,
thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. I'll get that sent to you guys, and then we'll put on the agenda.
That would be great.
Unless you want to call a special meeting, but that's whatever you want to do. I'll leave it to you to communicate to me.
I guess when you send that to me, I'll talk with NC.
Sure.
Okay. And then maybe you go with that. So.
And this is definitely the time for us to do the work that we want to do. Before we get the new saplings in there, really, you know. And what we do with a lot of the stuff that we cut down, we reuse that. I mean, when we cut a limb down, we use it to make a bench. I mean, we try to really make things pretty that we cut down. We try to R&R. If we're going to remove something, we're going to reuse it if we can. You know, like we're talking about putting benches around that fountain. We make benches out of some of the limbs that we make to make it really pretty stuff. That's what we do around the park in Yorktown. If you guys would ever come here, you could look and see how we incorporate what we do with the nature already as it was.
Awesome. Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
I do have a question.
All right.
I'm with you.
Okay, just throw my clothes
through
the pond.
Oh,
really?
Oh, I know. Where Salt Creek and Whitewater come together.
I'm sorry.
Where Salt Creek and Whitewater come together. If they used to make that hole.
You sure? Yeah. I've got all 30. Okay, we need to make some kind of initial thing on our plan today tonight, correct?
Yeah, I have a resolution here. Would you like to have the public, this kind of concern about the public hearing on the park plan, just to kind of give you a...
Just read it out so it's on record?
Well, this is a public document created by the community, obviously, over summertime. This is a 5-year parks plan. This will be, if this resolution is passed tonight, this will be submitted to the Indiana Department of Natural Resources, in which case now we are qualified and eligible for grants for our park. So not only would we have the Goodwill Trust, but we'd also have opportunities to receive grants from the state of Indiana in different aspects for our parks, not just the Goodwill Park, but our parks. Playground equipment, quality of life issues, all kinds of good things.
Does that include the pool also?
Yes, it would. There's many, in fact, I looked at a USDA federal grant today that has those very kind of issues, those very kind of things for pools. You know, community centers, public facilities, but we're not even qualified to apply for them unless we have a 5-year parks plan. Mm-hmm. Union City has a 5-year parks plan. A lot of cities, towns, I should say, around Randolph County, including in today's paper, Saratoga is developing theirs, and we'll be submitting theirs soon, as well as Parker City. We're ahead of the game a little bit. We're ready to submit ours if this is approved tonight. We can submit this to the Indiana Department of Natural Resources tomorrow.
Anybody else have any more discussion on the 5-year plan? Before I go, I didn't realize, I knew we had a president and a secretary, but I guess there's a park board vice president here.
In case you're ever absent.
Yeah, well, and I believe that Mr. Alfrey had that position last year.
Second.
So I make a motion. I love it. I love that the motion is already there and seconded that that Mr. Alfrey remain our park board vice president. All those in favor? All right.
Thank you.
Way to jump on that. Yeah. So. Okay, therefore, it be resolved that the Winchester Park and Recreation Board. You want to read all of that or just the last paragraph? You want to go ahead and go through all this for you? Okay, I will do that. Okay. Whereas the Winchester Parks and Recreation Board is well aware of the park and recreation needs of the residents of the city of Winchester, and whereas the Winchester Park and Recreation Board further recognizes the importance of sound planning as related to the city park and their recreation infrastructure and programming, it is now therefore to be resolved that the Winchester Park and Recreation Board formally adopt the City of Winchester 5-year Comprehensive Park and Recreation Master Plan, as it is the official plan for the development of the park and the recreation opportunities of the City of Winchester and with the input of the citizens of Winchester. I make a motion that we adopt this plan.
I second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. We'll all need to sign this. Today's the 19th. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. We need to invent something really good for you. Something that needs sound.
I think you need a member who is not an officer.
Oh, and I because you're publicity. You don't sound very. You don't sound very. Yes, right there, sign right there. Yeah.
He's calling me the senior park board.
Senior park board. Does anybody, no one has a problem if we need to call a meeting in a couple of weeks for that. Is everybody good with that?
Okay. I'll be gone for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, you will? For the next 2 weeks? You
Unless
will?
You guys want to hold a meeting in Port St. Lucie.
No.
I do.
You got a way to get us there. I'm all for that.
That's okay. I mean, if we get all the contingencies and everything, I'm in.
I was going to say, you're all for seeing this happen. Okay.
I mean, we've got the funding.
All right.
You all agree this. Okay. You might as well be the good one.
Do you have anything else under old business that you want to go over?
Just the concert series. If you want any updates on that.
I also like to recommend again, everybody, check out the Harp Sisters, okay? TheHarpTwins.com, okay? I really want to see him come to Winchester because maybe we'll never single.
We have a little. I'll give 8 days.
Hey, check him out on YouTube. Don't know why I'm so excited about it.
They probably don't come cheap. Well, we had a little meeting last Friday, a separate committee, because I'm hoping to get some more people involved in this to try to expand what we do. Certainly, the park board is automatically a member of that committee. The people present at our present at the committee meeting were Alice Myers and Debbie Swift and Ben Brown, who is our sound man, Missy and myself. At this point, we have pretty much written in stone that we're going to have a kickoff concert on Friday, May the 26th. And Ben's going to do the sound for that one. We haven't got a time set for sure, but it's probably going to be a 7 o'clock start. Matt Daly has offered to take charge of that particular event because we're going to use that hopefully for local groups. He is a member of a group called Benefit.
They may or may not be involved, depending on whether they can get all their members in town at that time. Levi Driscoll will probably be involved in that, and then a question mark. So we're still working on who all, we're thinking three groups. We have set aside $1,500 on our budget. Sean and I talked about this at a separate time. 500 of that would go for sound, and then the other 1,000 would go for other expenses, primarily to pay the bands. Friday, June the 9th, we have not signed a contract, but we have a verbal agreement with the junkyard band. From 8 to 10, they're going to do their own sound, so that helps on the budget there. And then the big news is, after going back and forth, it seemed like for quite a while, to try to get the Chris Hockey Band here for our big concert honoring police, firefighters, first responders, and veterans. We have a contract, and it has been executed.
Great.
Maybe you're going to mention this, but I want to make sure that the Randolph County Tourism Bureau gets recognition.
They absolutely will.
They have agreed to pay the 6 hotel room fee for the Chris Hockey Band that night.
We are in the process right now. I say we, my head assistant, my wife, is in the process of getting some Vistaprint vinyl signs, banners, to recognize the Community Foundation. We get $5,000 from the Community Foundation for this specific concert. And as Sean mentioned, one of the things that allowed us to get the Chris Hockey Band here was offering them 6 hotel rooms, double occupancy hotel rooms. We couldn't agree to everything on the rider. I think we've talked about it in this meeting, and we thought the rider was so detailed and specific, there were just certain things that we couldn't provide or agree to. But one of the things we did offer them was the hotel rooms. And Randolph County Tourism, thanks to Scotty Harvey and Sean for getting a hold of her and convincing her to do this, has agreed to pay for those hotel rooms. Will those be reserved, or do we need to do the...
I'll follow Scotty tomorrow.
Make sure that, I don't even, July 1st might be kind of a popular weekend, so...
Make sure those are...
We also offered, as far as hospitality, agreeing to a certain number of meals that they wanted provided, we just said we would have a hospitality room that would provide food. And this is something that I would really like to see us do for all of the bands when they come in, is to have hospitality. But that's why one of the things I wanted the committee and you people's input and help on. One thing I would mention is that we have thought about the Fidels as a very, because of the proximity of the Fidels to the amphitheater, we've thought about the Fidels. Anybody has any contacts with the Fidels or wants to run that past them, we would love for them to be involved, but we, you know.
Yeah, I can contact Fidels. I did talk to Tom Osborne, and he said that's fine, don't use the auditorium.
And so that will be great. If we have the auditorium, because Chris Hockey is coming from Minneapolis, obviously, if we have inclement weather, we're still going to pay them. And so we need a backup plan. And if we have the high school auditorium, Ben Brown has assured me that, and it's nice to have him because he works with the auditorium.
And that's already been okay to that.
Sean just said that Tom had said it would be all right. So that's something we're...
Yeah, I need to double check that. I may have asked him to use the commons for the hospitality.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah. That is I probably did ask him for the auditorium too. I just don't remember.
Well, when you ask him about the auditorium, ask him also about whether or not... If necessary, we could have a dressing room, because that was something else we had. We offered them in our counter proposal is a dressing room near.
Did I forward you that email
from Tom?
I'll find out right now.
I don't remember seeing
it. Good thing we got Wi-Fi in here.
Yeah,
I can check that for you right now.
Well, while he's checking that,
thanks City Council for that. Appreciate that.
We want to make this a big event. We've got a great band coming. Levi Driscoll has agreed to do the opening, which will draw in even more people.
it's a concert to honor police, firefighters, first responders, and veterans, and we want to really publicize that and make sure that it does that. And Chris Hockey will be very good, his band will be very good at that, as Eric can attest to. But any other things that we can do to make it more of an event, I'm open for suggestions.
Okay, so I asked him, not to interrupt you.
No, that's all right.
We were hopeful that we could gain permission to use the auditorium that day in case of inclement weather. Also, we hope to be able to use the commons area as a hospitality room/dressing room for the band. Chris Hockey. His response, we would be happy to help with July 1st issue. The corporation might want a certificate of, quote, additional insured, but the city's insurance is for the event.
And Ben Brown also mentioned that probably we would have to pay a custodial for that. That's what the one issue Ben said we would have.
Mm-hmm.
It would be one of their custodians, but we would have to pay their hours, whatever that would be.
Yes.
So the last concert that we have, again, this is there's no contract, but Gordon Bottom Blues Band has agreed to play on July 21st. The one drawback there is that Ben Brown is not available to do sound, so I'm trying to get GB, Gordon Bottom, to contact me back if he's going to be able to do his own sound. We had $7,500, $7,600 worth of $100 donations that we got last fall at Levi's concert, so we have $7,600. We have had no other donations businesses or organizations. That's what we're going to try to work on, because if you go through and add up our costs, and there's probably going to be some unforeseen costs that we don't have here, we're up to about $9,500. And something else, Sean, Ben tells me we're going to need a 10x10 tent for the front of house, FOH, which we didn't know what that meant, now we do, and probably 3 6-foot foldable tables for the mixing boards and sound equipment that goes out in front of the house. So I thought that's probably something that we might just have.
Right.
And store, sure, or if we don't have it, buy it and have it.
Yeah,
I've got tables.
Yeah. And he says that he thinks he will need that for all the concerts.
Probably.
At least all the concerts that have their own sound man, that have a sound director. Levi obviously was a one man band, but that was different. I don't know when our committee's going to meet again. I'm just going to kind of wait and see how things pan out. But I think we should probably try to have another concert in September, or kind of a fall end of series concert. But right now we're seeking funding to see what kind of concert we can do.
Kind of add to you, actually my assistant and I are going to go out tomorrow and try to beef up the lighting, figure out what we're going to do for lighting.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to do.
We'd like to, also we want to figure out, like, we'd like to set up a couple concrete slabs for cornhole boards and a couple horseshoe pits, and then move some playground equipment closer for children if they are not sitting during concerts, so that way the adults can enjoy them a little bit and their kids aren't too far wandering off.
Right. Yes, as long as those were, last year we did a Levi's concert, they were playing clear off over their side. We're hoping that Chris Hockey and maybe other concerts will draw a substantial crowd.
Sure.
We're going to have plenty of room for the crowd. And
yeah, I don't know what you're doing tomorrow, but tomorrow.
Well,
I'm
going to be driving the board.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I just want to send you guys TJ's
question. We're going to be kind of trying to address that.
I do want to get together with
that was the time, too. That was the only thing about Levi's concert.
Lighting was a big issue.
You could not see 5 foot in front of your face. I thought we had an excellent turnout. It was awesome. But really, I don't know how we're going to do it, but we need to, especially if we're going to get someone like Hockey in,
uh-huh.
We need to be able to do something on that.
Yeah. Right. And the whole idea behind the kickoff concert is to kind of see what we got and what we can do.
as far as other concerts, I've got a lot of ideas. Some wouldn't be very expensive and some would. So I'm thinking if the Harp Sisters come, we're going to have to raise a little more money. I'm looking to see how much they cost.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I just opened those up to sign, and I have a batch of decent request forms for that I'm going to try to get us through here very quickly. So one of them was Elena Pittman, which we've already approved. So we, or maybe just, yeah, the, yes, we, so we've already approved that. We'll need to sign that. We also have Shonda Bond. This is the Critters for Crank-In. She's wanting the decent rental on March 23rd and 25th, 2007. Does everybody have a problem with that? Waving the.
Oh no, I'm
not. All right. No problem with that. And then finally, we have got Reach Out Randolph County, Todd Longfellow, April 11th and January 24th. Okay, this is an IYI workshop. 4 hours on one day and 4 hours on the other day. Everybody good with that? Does anybody else have anything else that they want to bring up? Make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
All those in favor? All right, those are ready to be signed. Last chance. I'd like to welcome you. Say your first name again, Doug.
Sheen.
I will have difficulty with that. I'm sorry.
Sheen.
How about Bond? You was Bond, you said? I think I can handle Bond, okay? I can handle that. Kristen?
Yes.
That, nice having you.
I'm not going to welcome him.
What?
Yeah.
Really? You know, if he has an issue with you, then I think him and I are going to be good friends, okay?
Is that cat on his right arm?
Is that what it is? Oh, are you a Purdue fan?
No.
Oh, okay.
I like some Butler Bulldogs.
Oh, really? I'm weird. I like Michigan and Kentucky. All right. I can motion we adjourn. A motion to adjourn.
Second.
Kristen,
I'd
like
to get your
email.
Okay.
You too.
Sean or Sean? I got six. Mo, who ended up cutting down all that stuff? You were pulling out the fences.
Well, the trees are cut back.
Timmy Armstrong, 469. They don't have the computer, I just have cell phones. I don't do that. I don't have the computer. I don't. Usually I use it right
there. No, he only charges
me. But I don't want to
show it. Right.
Yeah,
but I don't want
to show it. Right. Right.
How
were you able to get that? I had to add like four numbers to mine before I could get it.
I'm a nerd.
Kristen Sanders at Gmail.
Let's start it.
Kristen Sanders at Gmail.
So I got that when Gmail first started. I got on that bandwagon early.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You have something?
He probably would do that now because.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, because we need this.
Okay.
Thank you, Mel.
See you, Mel. Okay.
If it was any place I shouldn't have been, don't tell them.
Is Sanders your maiden name or?
No, my maiden name's Dishman. I graduated from Southern.
Okay. I know there's Dishman's over.
There's wrestlers that were at Southern.
No, I'm not related.
Was any of them the wrestling group?
No. The Dishman.
You just look so familiar.
Welcome.
We're good to go. You know, we didn't have an extra one for that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great for this board because we know nothing about it.
But what?
She knows a lot of scrum team stuff.
Oh, really?
That would help this board because.
Maybe she could.
We know how to stand out there in the cold.
I don't do anything.
Remember that?
You hear that?
How cold was it?
Oh, I said maybe she'd run the pool this year. You mean the year when we went?
Yes.
Women?
Yeah. How cold was it?
I don't want to talk about it. That was. We have to look at the data.
I don't want to.
We found our winds and probably 8 degrees.
I'm serious. We went out.